Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It'll be a safe event, it will be a good event, and it will be up to the RNC as to how those details are hashed out.
There's substantial health consequences that we've seen as a consequence of schools being closed, whether it's access to mental health services or it's access to nutrition. Clearly, we know a lot, and I think it's important that we don't react emotionally, but we act based on data.
All right, so right there you just heard Mr. Redfield, who is with the CDC, talking about education and the virus and all of figuring that out because the guidelines came out and the president was not happy and tweeted about it. Then before that, the White House press secretary talking about the Republican National Convention moving forward in Jacksonville, but some of the Republican senators are dumping out. Who is? We'll tell you why. And they're not admitting it's because of COVID-19. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. As far as COVID-19 is concerned, 134,291 deaths in the U.S., recovered 936,249. These are just the exact numbers I have. The beauty of doing this show live the way it is, I'm giving you the hot numbers and sad numbers in many cases. Over 3 million confirmed cases, 3,109,500. In fact, 58,000, this is so many numbers, 58,200 confirmed cases on Wednesday. The amount of confirmed cases, of course, is shooting up. More people are being tested. There's more hot spots, which is horrible. Of course, this was predicted in the models, but it's awful to watch it unfold. And then of the confirmed cases, do they zig or zag in what direction is the key? Because we saw that while the deaths were climbing up, then they sort of stayed in place and would jump a little here and there. And there are some areas where it's absolutely awful. And Arizona, of course, is one of them. And so is Texas, one of the what we would call, for lack of a better word, hot spots, particularly Houston. They're having a lot of problems with beds, et cetera. And in Florida, there's big concern there. And there still is the raging debate over the mask or not, how it's been politicized, I don't know. Mitch McConnell's been the old man who's been the forebearer for the Republican Party to say, just wear the mask. Wear the mask. It's that simple. Just wear it, right? And the president talked about this during the day, that in the beginning it was you don't have to wear a mask, and then you had to wear a mask. And, of course, there was that back and forth over the mask situation. And I think that added to the confusion and frustration for certainly a lot of people. But as far as the convention is concerned, that moves forward. Is that the smart thing to do? Is it a risky thing to do? The determination was made. We're pressing ahead. Period. It's not going to be North Carolina, so it's in Jacksonville. And you heard what Ms. McEnany said, the White House spokesperson, that this is, you know, there's precautions that will be taken and that kind of thing. And some Republican leaders are saying they're going to stay home. Others are stressing the importance of attending to show support for the president. Donors, party officials, that kind of stuff, you know, it is the biggest party that you can imagine on a presidential year, of course, because you're talking about, we've had three presidents in a row who have won back-to-back elections, and will Donald Trump be the fourth, or do the Democrats topple that? And a lot of times, a lot of that momentum comes out of a convention. So those who aren't coming, as far as so far that have announced. Senate Republicans would be this list. Iowa's Charles Grassley, he's 86. Tennessee's Lamar Alexander, he's 80. Mitt Romney, the senator from Utah, he's skipping. Susan Collins from Maine, skipping. Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, skipping. They all are saying they're not going to be at the convention. They came up with other reasons. Mitt Romney didn't have any reason, as far as I know. And the other two, like Lisa Murkowski, talked about the fact that this was a getaway time. It was a getaway time. But wait, the party's having their big convention because they don't want to, they're too chicken to step into the whole COVID thing. If they don't want to go because of the pandemic and fear of infecting their family or getting it or whatever, then just say it. But they are not saying it. So there you go. On the day, if we look at, we've got 117 days until the election, which is wild to think about. How do we get here? Time flies. Even though this year time has sort of rolled backwards, or it feels like it on some days. Doesn't it feel like that to you? It feels like we're just kind of eking out time in a different direction. So there's a thing called the Cook Political Report. And Amy Walter tweeted out today that the election is looking more like a Democratic tsunami, more than a blue wave, and that the president was stuck or mired, were her words, in some of the lowest job approval ratings of his presidency, trailing Biden by significant margins in key battleground states, Pennsylvania 8 points, Michigan 9, Wisconsin 9, even running behind Biden in Florida and North Carolina. So these 117 days are big days for the Republican Party, for the president coming and marching to Jacksonville, whether or not they're, you know, who's in Jacksonville and who isn't, but what is the message coming out of that, and the whole rally situation that normally was such a strength, or was a strength the first time around for the president, with the virus, certainly that has been cramped. Then there is the, and I was thinking about this today, then there is the presidential debates. Will we see presidential debates? Are we going to see presidential debates? There's supposed to be three of them, but, and they could certainly do them in person because there would be that whole social distancing thing. There just wouldn't be an audience. There wouldn't be a live audience, I would assume, depending on when it was done. And then they'd have to agree on the moderators. You know, that's always the tug of war over who's moderating. But that would certainly be fixed and are agreed upon. So just the rumors are that there may not be those debates. And I can't, and I've tried so hard to nail that down that I can't imagine, why wouldn't there be debates? Because I would think if you were on the Trump team, you'd definitely want them. Of course, the Biden team would want them. And wouldn't the American people, meaning you and me, wouldn't we watch those debates? You'd watch those debates, right? Remember the huge ratings the last time around on the debates, when the debates were happening? Of course, some of the theatrics between Hillary Clinton and the president are moments that you still see replayed. All right, no replay here. We're flipping off into the distance. The numbers, numbers, numbers with We Can Count. See you in a few.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. So let's hit the numbers.
12!
And there's a bunch of them in a couple of different directions, as it were. Let's start with this one. This is a horrible number, but it's scary, and it's worth mentioning it, because what kind of freak fool idiots do this? And obviously it's people who have lost their mind, and they've decided that they're going to show everyone who's boss. So there have been at least 66 what they call vehicle ramming attacks in the U.S. since May 27th. You see people running, screaming, shouting. They can't believe it. You see bodies. I just saw one earlier in the day. Bodies thrown into the air, lifted onto windshields, trapped under cars, semi-trucks. It's pretty horrifying. So with these protests nationwide against police brutality, dozens of drivers have plowed into crowds of people, protesters marching in roadways. What is the motivation? What is the motivation? What triggers somebody to do that? I don't get it. If it's politically motivated, there are other ways to do it other than killing people and, of course, screwing up your life. And obviously, you're not all there. And the situations are frightening. And is it that somebody gets scared, they're in the middle of it, and then they just decide they're just going to ram off into the distance? Either way, it is extremism. I mean, it is an act of extremism. It's very disturbing. 66. I'm going to repeat that again because this number was shocking to me. Think about this. Between May 27th and July 6th, 66 incidents of that happening. Because, yeah, it's being tracked. And it is very, very scary. And some people are in critical condition as a result of it. Wow. I mean, wow. There are no great words. There are no great words. All right, I want to highlight something tremendous, and you may know this story, you might not know this story, but you know what? There are so many good guys out there and women who are doing amazing things for people on the job and off the job, and you had flames that just exploded a mobile home in Texas, and Socorro is where it was. A police officer ran into that building to save a family trapped inside, and luckily this was caught on camera, so you could actually see a good guy doing a good thing. He was driving to pick up feed for horses, and Socorro, by the way, is a city in El Paso County. I used to live in El Paso, and he turned in the direction of the smoke and to see if he could help. When he got there, he said an officer was wearing a bulletproof vest and face mask, was running out of the flames, carrying a child. And when this man saw that, he was recording it because he decided this police officer, Joshua Gonzalez, running toward the mobile home where he had that smoke that was unbelievable and the flame shooting out of it, was something that people needed to see. And, of course, he says that this is just what we do. This is the I couldn't breathe, and I advised the people to cover their mouths and get out safely, and I did that. I grabbed the child. I did what I could do. And how incredible, of course, is that? Risking it all, just not even thinking, and bravo. If we had our clapaholics, the clapaholics would be here clapping for that, and good for the man that decided to flip open the phone and highlight something good because he was on the way to the feed store, who he understands as somebody who's out there, whether you have the badge on or off the job, on the job, and then you see what somebody else is doing, wow. Weather systems, yep, we're in hurricane season. I mentioned it the other day. We've got Tropical Storm Fay, the sixth named system of the Atlantic hurricane season. It is, if upgraded, it'll be the earliest tropical storm that begins with an F on record. Who keeps these records? The previous record was set on July 21st, 2005. The National Hurricane Center is watching it, and they feel like that could happen. They're watching where it's headed, the Carolinas, and whether the storm gets the name or not. Then it crawls up the coast, and it'll impact, of course, mid-Atlantic and the northeast. The amount of rain, you know, 1 to 3 inches along those areas. That can be good. You know, the rain can be good. Not if it floods, and certainly not if it turns into a hurricane, right? Mm-mm. All right, I love this. I saw this tonight, and I thought, I gotta squeeze this into We Can Count. But Christian Cooper is a black man who filmed a white woman calling the police on him while he was bird watching, and that's what he was doing in Central Park in May. But he's not cooperating with the Manhattan District Attorney's investigation. He said, on one hand, she's already paid a steep price. That's not enough of a deterrent to others. Bringing her more misery just seems like piling on. I love it. So he could push this, and he's telling them, no, I'm not cooperating because it's already happened. All these things are already happening. I don't want that to happen. We don't need to go forward because on Monday, the Manhattan District Attorney announced plans to prosecute the woman on a charge of falsely reporting an incident in the third degree. She's already been issued a desk appearance ticket and is scheduled for arraignment on October 14th. And he's saying he's ambivalent with the prosecution. He said if he wants to pursue the charges, he can do it without me. And how about that? And of course, her attorney is saying when all the facts are known, Amy Cooper, which is her name, will be found not guilty on the single misdemeanor charges she faces based on a misunderstood 60 seconds of video. She lost her job, her home, and her reputation is what he says. So, it's interesting because the alleged victim of the whole thing says public shaming, lost employment, all that stuff, you know, why, what else? And good for him is what I'm saying is because he's not pressing it at all. He's saying no. He's not cooperating with them. Boom. Schools reopening, not reopening. What's going to happen there? That's been a huge debate. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said city schools plan to reopen in the fall with a blended learning approach, just spending 2 or 3 days in school per week. At some points in the week, you're learning in person in class. From other points, you're learning remotely. That's what he's saying. That's their approach to it. And he said, because we can't maintain proper physical distancing and have 100% of our students in our school buildings 5 days a week, he says it's geographically, physically not possible. Health and safety requirements have us having fewer students in the building at a time, so that's not going to happen. And, of course, the president tweeted out trashing the CDC, saying that the school reopening guidelines are very tough and very expensive, and that goes to what de Blasio is saying, that they can't possibly do that. And, you know, in New York, as in many other places, school is supposed to start in a month, 2 months, depending on what it is. And New York City, they have the largest school system in the country. 1.1 million students in over 1,800 schools. And, of course, the CDC's guidelines for reopening schools, hygiene, cloth face coverings, staying home when appropriate, staggering scheduling, a backup staff, modified seating layouts to allow social distancing, physical barriers, closing of communal spaces, and a whole bunch more, too. That's just the tip of the iceberg. And we'll see. The blended learning idea is probably not a bad one, because then you can stagger it, and then they're there part of the time. And perhaps it is less of a risk. But I think, I mean, of course, any of it can be a risk. Look at Major League Baseball. Woohoo! We're getting set for our season. Guess what? 66 positive cases of COVID-19 split between 58 players and 8 staff members. But there was a total of 3,700 tests that were conducted. The second phase of testing, they call it the monitoring phase, has begun, with the opening round of saliva tests coming back with 10 positive results, 8 among players from 2,111 tests. So, you know, it's all about the protocols. Are they going to cancel the workouts? What happens? How do they safely do it? But there's going to be a lot of figuring this stuff out, without a doubt, without a doubt. Coming up on the flip side, Flint water concerns over that. Corey Stern, one of the attorneys, talks to us, gives us an update. And Rahi Jones, with an awesome children's book, closes out the hour. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he'll cut federal funds to schools if they don't fully open in the fall. The president says other nations have reopened their schools with no problems, and now he's threatening to cut off federal funding to schools who don't reopen. The president didn't clarify what funding he was speaking of or under what authority. At the Education Department, Vice President Mike Pence said getting kids physically back in school is important.
For their mental health, for their well-being, for their physical health, for nutrition, we've got to get our kids back to school.
But in New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio says schools simply cannot accommodate all of their kids at once and still maintain social distancing. He says they'll be there part-time.
2 or 3 days in the classroom, in the school.
He says they'll have remote learning on the other days. This is USA Radio News. President Trump held a ceremony in the Rose Garden where he signed a new U.S.-Mexico trade agreement.
We're taking this relationship to new heights and building a powerful economic and security partnership. Together we have addressed many of the most complex issues facing our two countries that really went unresolved for many years and, frankly, far too long. Should have been resolved long before I got here.
The president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, was in attendance. Canadian President Justin Trudeau did not attend, citing obligations to Parliament. A key witness in the president's impeachment hearings is now leaving. Kemi McCormick has details.
A statement from his lawyer said Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman always said his military career would be limited, but they say due to Vindman being thrust into the spotlight, there was a campaign of bullying, intimidation, and retaliation against him. His patriotism, they say, cost him his career.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Crisis, obviously, many times on this show. It seems like forever ago, doesn't it? If you think of the Flint children who are at this point now 6 to 12 years old and who claim they were poisoned by, lead poisoned by city water, now it's civil lawsuit time. I mean, that's, you know, how the courts turn. You know, I'm from a family of lawyers, so I understand this. And it was first heard in U.S. District Court. You know, they're on track to have their civil lawsuits heard for the first time, rather, in U.S. District Court. And that may happen in the fall, may happen, it looks like, in November. So we have an attorney who represents thousands of Flint residents in state and federal lawsuits. Corey Stern joins us. Corey, thanks for coming on. Where are we at with the kids, like I mentioned, and this possible start for this first hearing, this civil lawsuit?
Thank you so much for having me. So there's roughly 8,000 children in Flint, Michigan, who at the time of the water crisis were under the age of 18. Many of them now may be adults. The youngest ones now are probably, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old. And the federal court judge in Ann Arbor has set the first round of trials for what was supposed to be the end of November, but it just got moved as a result of COVID to the third week in January 2021. And it'll be a trial for somewhere between one child and 14 children. There's been a process over the last year, year and a half, to narrow down the first pool of trials. And the judge made it clear that she wanted the most impacted group of people, which is children who were under the age of 6 at the time, who were exposed to lead. She wants the first group of trials to be for those kids. And it's gone from 150 kids, a pool of 150 kids that were randomly selected, to 100, to 50, to 30, to now 14. And the judges indicated that the number that will be tried will be somewhere between 1 and 14, most likely closer to 14 than 1. And the goal of these trials is to sort of get, you know, an idea of what at a trial the issues really are between the defendants and the plaintiffs, and what the values of the cases are, with an eye towards settling.
Yeah, okay, so you look at these kids, and you talked about their ages. Let's go there first. After what happened in Flint, what happened to them, to their health, etc.?
So kids who are lead poisoned, it's you know, it's a little nuanced, but the reality is what kids who are lead poisoned lose is their potential. I mean, the easiest way to describe it is that it creates cognitive deficits in kids, which make it more difficult for them to learn. It makes it far more likely that a lead poisoned kid will be held back in school once or maybe even twice. It makes their attention span significantly decreased. It creates anxiety and anxiousness and also anger issues in kids. And so ultimately what you have is a kid who, before he or she was lead poisoned, had the capability or potential to do X. You know, maybe it's just graduate from high school, or maybe it's go to college, or maybe it's get a master's degree or a doctorate degree. And whatever that potential is, significant diminishment of that potential, such that the kid who may have been able to graduate from high school likely won't. The kid that may have been able to go to college likely won't. The kid that may have been able to get a graduate degree likely won't. And so they will always, for the most part, be able to accomplish less than they otherwise would have. And that's just in one box. And then in the other box is, you know, what's the value of, you know, how do you quantify what it means for a kid who is a year or two older than his classmates, who's growing a mustache before they're even having their voice change, who's taken twice as long on exams to do, you know, twice as poorly as his classmates. And so the effects on kids are, it's not uniform across the board, because kids start out different. Every kid is different, but they're all similar in terms of impacting potential, impacting self-worth, how a kid views his place in the world, how a kid reacts to all of the things about himself that aren't what they should be. And do they act out with their classmates? Do they act out with their siblings? Do they act out with their parents? And so as kids get older, it's easier to see some of the deficits. So if a two-year-old kid is lead poisoned, it's not good. But you probably won't be able to see all of the effects until a kid is 4 or 5 or 7 or 10. Or in some cases, the best way to view it is at the age of 18 or 19 or 20, once they've gotten to a point where they're trying to graduate high school or pass the GED exam.
Wow. So you look at that, and thanks for that setup, because there are so many things that can happen. And then physically down the road, all the other potential damages from lead poisoning, it's easy to read about some of those, certainly, and everybody's case would be individual as to how it affects them and the exposure and whatnot. But what happens in January is really important, right? Because it affects all those other kids or other people who could have a lawsuit with the city over what's happened. So this is really important, what happens in January, right?
It is. And so at this point, almost all of the lawsuits have been filed. But when you have, you know, when the Flint water crisis happened, the estimates of what the population in the city of Flint was are around 100,000 people. And that population has diminished over time. It's been diminishing for decades for various reasons. But of those 100,000 people, somewhere around 20 to 22,000 are probably under the age of 18. And most people who have decided to take legal action already filed lawsuits. Not for kids, but for adults, you have some serious statutes of limitations issues. For kids, they really have until they're 19 years old, because the statute's different for a child. They have to become an adult before it really kicks in. But the reason these trials are so important, they're called bellwether trials. It's a, you know, it's a fancy term that's used in large litigations with thousands of people. And these kids will serve as bellwethers, meaning they're going to be able to sort of be the barometer for all of the other cases that are similar. And so a if you have 14 kids and all 14 lose, which will not happen, but if that were to happen, you can have a pretty good feeling about what the likelihood of success is for all of the other kids that are similarly situated. Conversely, if, depending on various factors, one kid gets a verdict of $5 million and one kid gets a verdict of $100,000 and one kid gets a verdict of $1.75 million, depending on the various factors that went into each of those individual kids' verdicts, you can begin to formulate ways to look at the other cases that prior to a trial, you're just kind of making up. You know, I know what I think a case is worth for child A with these 15 factors, you know, but what I think, not just, you know, in my own life and marriage doesn't matter, but, you know, in the world of the legal world, it doesn't matter either until a jury or a judge says it's so. So, yes, this is a huge moment in time for all the people in Flint because it will, for the first time, value the harm and damage that was done to members of the most vulnerable population.
Yeah, like Hayes said, it certainly illustrates that. And you as the lead attorney, we're speaking with Corey Stern about the Flint water crisis, the lawsuit for the kids that's going to go into federal court and now in January of 2021. I mean, this, in prepping for this kind of a trial, this kind of a situation, this is just, I just picture you just surrounded by thousands of documents and talking to all kinds of people. And what's it like to get ready for something like this?
It's challenging, as you described. You know, to be honest, the crisis, the COVID, you know, the health crisis that we're in has actually made it a little bit easier. I mean, there's, you know, we're all kind of staying in place, and even when we're out and about to any extent, it's not typically like I'm used to flying around the country or flying back and forth to Michigan. You know, and it's not just one person. There's always a team of people that work on trials like this. But yes, you're right. There have been, you know, tens of depositions that have already been taken in this litigation. The depositions are continuing on a weekly basis, so we're still getting, you know, evidence before the trial. We have at least 10 experts that are working their rear ends off during this period of time because experts are needed to prove various types of damages. And but it's also extremely rewarding. I mean, as any lawyer that gets to this point where they're preparing trials for clients of theirs who are really, really hurt, especially when you've been working on a case, you know, we've been involved in these cases since mid-2015, and here we are in mid-2020, and it's hard to believe that it's been 6 years since the crisis started and 5 years since we've been litigating it. But it's fun and it's rewarding, and anybody who goes to law school to become a litigator and you've got lawyers in your family, I mean, it's not as stressful at the moment as it is exciting and also rewarding, and talking to these folks on a daily basis or a weekly basis and preparing them for their trial. You know, you could tell that there's an energy amongst the parents of these kids that, all right, now it's finally time. You know, like we've been through a lot. Our city's been through a lot. They've got a ton of pride in Flint. They've got a ton of pride in Michigan. And they've got a ton of pride in their family. And so it's a responsibility. It's exciting. And as a lawyer, you know, as a dad, you know, I wouldn't want to be doing anything else right now in my life but preparing for these trials.
Yeah, interesting, the pandemic, how you said that, how it's weird. It creates that a little bit of that vacuum of time, a little bit of that opening, and then January is when this happens. So we'll talk to you before then and during it, too, I hope, as well, Corey. But thanks so much for joining us on the show and spending some time with us.
It's been a pleasure, and I so appreciate you covering the story. It's really important, not just for folks in Flint, but all over the country.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks, Corey.
Yeah, be well.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Our next guest is going to take us around the earth in a sense. We had such a wonderful conversation off the air, so I'm very pleased to introduce all of you to Rahi Jones. He's written a book called Earth to a Hero. And wait till you find out what inspired him and the deepness of this story, the richness of it. It's a perfect read, especially for the times we're in, where we have some of that extra bandwidth to devote to reading books, and we know that that's been happening. Rahi, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. So, I appreciate it.
So tell me, I love the title of the book. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, it was inspired by my son. I wanted to, I would read to him every night, and he'd always ask me for stories about my childhood, et cetera. So he just loved stories, and he loved for me to, you know, talk to him before bed and read to him. And, you know, I said, I looked and I could never really find books that were available that had images that looked like him. So I wanted to put together a book that had the image that looked like him. So, that, you know, that's how it started. And, you love your kids and, you know, you want them to have the best life experience. So you do what you can, you know, you make your adjustments and you try to provide for them.
And, And it's interesting because, you know, we look at books and other authors have made me think about this that I've talked to in the past, that we, and we're seeing that now, we're going through as a nation looking at reflection, that what is not reflecting back. And, you know, as you said, as an African American man, you look out there and you say, yeah, I can read these books and my son can see it, but he's not seeing anyone like him. And thank goodness we're starting to see that more of that's happening. Your book is very timely for that. So kudos on that for putting the two things together for sure. And the message in the book, what is the message in the book?
Well, it's supposed to be a lighthearted type of thing that the family can enjoy. So, I had a, part of the story was inspired by a friend that a close friend of mine that had passed away too soon. And, you know, he was a great guy. So I wanted to, insert him in the story and, you know, just to put it together, because as a writer, you know, as a creative person, you have to work from your own wealth of knowledge, if you will. You know, so it's you write about what you know, and that's the best thing to do, to stick with what you know and what you're familiar with, and that way you can kind of come up with the best product that you can, you know.
Yeah, so you write about what you know. I'm going to jump in. You write about what you know is an excellent way to put that, and that's what you've done in the book. And tell us about your friend and why he was so special and you lost him too soon.
Well, we were really tight growing up. And, you know, he lived with it was like the extended family. They weren't family, but him and his family had lived with us for about a year. And it was just like it was like having a brother, you know, for a short time, and we were the same age. So, you know, it was like a little boy's dream, you know, that to kind of have a brother to run around with, you know, and play with, you know, if you're like an only child, you know, at the time it was just me and my mom at the time. So, you know, him, you know, coming to the house. So that those memories, you know, were always, held dear to me, you know, my brother from another mother.
I like that. It's good to have a brother from another mother, because he obviously he had an impact on you and stuck with you. And in this book, as you said, you try to make it's deep and lighthearted, yet at the same time with the dreams. So when you read this to kids, and it's a family book for sure, what do you, you know, I asked you, what do you hope people take away from it? But really, it's what do you hope kids take away from it?
Well, it's one of those things where the story, I wanted to put things out there to kind of help kids, first of all, express their thoughts and put things out on the table, you know, start the conversation, you know, something, you know, a question that might kind of be lingering in a kid's mind, but, you know, children, they don't really know how to express those thoughts and ask those questions, you know, so, you know, I figured it would be a good lighthearted way to start that conversation. And, and also, you know, the elements of, the bullying and, you know, just to work towards being a good all around person, you know, at the end of the day, you know, is really what I wanted them to take away from it.
Yeah. And again, we're talking to Rahi Jones, and you can find his book easily on Amazon, Earth to a Hero. And what do you mean? I said the title was excellent, Earth to a Hero. How'd you come up with the title?
well, he's in a school setting, but you wouldn't know that until the end. But actually, I don't want to give too much away, but he is a young man that goes through a journey. And, you know, during his journey, he learns a lot of things about himself. And it turns out that, you know, he gets these powers, and he's able to be a hero in life. And, you know, that's just, like I said, I don't want to give away too much, but,
You went to the same school I did. Tease them and get them excited about it. And really, it is a beautiful book. So well done. There's no question about
it.
And there are,
thank you so much.
And there are themes in there. And the bullying thing is so big right now. And, you know, probably you and I might be around the same age. And when we were kids, there was bullying. But now it's to a whole different level because of technology. And I think kids are having a harder time more than ever with bullying. Do you?
Yeah, I do. I do indeed. You know, so, and like I said, you know, it's great that if you can start that conversation, at least it won't seem like, you know, something that shouldn't be talked about, like taboo, you know, like, you know, if somebody's bothering you, you know, that you have to be strong and keep it to yourself. You know, if it's put out there, you know, with the parents or the readers or the older brother or the, you know, whoever's reading to the kids, you know, at least that, you know, that conversation can be started at a younger age and, you know, it can be dealt with. It can be handled, you know, in a more, you know, in a way that is, that takes care of the kid, that, you know, protects them.
Yeah, absolutely. And the more that conversation happens, the better. And that's part of the other part of your book is to spur on, and you said it, those conversations about tough things that kids don't always hear about. They know something's happening, but they don't always hear about that. So when you put this book together, did you think you were going to do this? Did you think, hey, you know, so many people talk about writing either a children's book, a novel, their own story, and they never do it. They just talk about it. Did you think you were going to do that?
Well, I have a close friend that I grew up with, and you know, he always told me that I had an interesting life story. And he always said, you know, you should write a book, you know, about your life. You should write a book. And, you know, it always kind of stuck in the back of my mind. His name was Kamal Patak, you know, and I just wanted, you know, to put his name in the universe there just to, because he's probably one of the main reasons why I actually wrote it. Also, he probably gave me I guess he kind of planted the seed, you know, and because I always ask myself, I said, you know what, you know, these books aren't out there. So I said, I'm a strong man in the community. And, you know, I love my son and I love kids, you know, and if not me, then who, you know? So I said, you know what, let me see this thing through. Let me make sure this happens. And, you know,
and
I
you did
it together. Yeah.
So it's good that you put his name in the universe. I love it. Rahi Jones. And again, the name of the book is Earth to a Hero. It's about time, because I think kids need to see reflections of themselves. And so congratulations on the book and congratulations on getting that message out. And you can get it on Amazon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American, 1 German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.